Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, or Cat for short. And I've been, well, I'm sitting in my car waiting for something to open, and I was listening to some audio booths, and I caught Stefano's Can Men and Women Be Friends? And I think that question I've heard, I don't know, millions of times. And there is no right or wrong answer. And I agree with a lot of what Stefano was saying, Slandy was saying, that getting in someone's head and spending time with them on an intimate level of, you know, talking without ever having physical contact, yes, is a little more damaging. And I think then you could take that path and then you can add on online friendships and, you know, people you meet online that you've never met in person, so you don't actually have physical contact with them. Maybe you have not seen them other than their avatar, but maybe you've talked to them on the phone. Maybe you've, you know, text them, you talk to them through whatever, Google Talk, Yahoo Messenger, whatever. And you do it every day. And you do it, you know, numerous times a day. And you do it for years. Then you think, how damaging is that to your marriage? That you think of something that happened during the day and, oh, I can't wait to get, you know, home online, or you get your smartphone out and you text your friend, you know, a bazillion miles away and say, guess what happened, as opposed to texting your spouse. That's what I find can be damaging. Yes, I do believe that men and women can be friends. But there has to be ground rules laid down first. Because I think if not, it could go into a path of, you know, no return. And everything, you know, everything as you know it kind of falls apart. And I've been friends with a couple of guys since high school. One I've been friends with since 1981. And I named my youngest child after him. We were never intimate. We never dated. We were just best friends. And we are still really good friends to this day. He's on my Facebook. The friendship dynamic has changed in the sense that we don't talk every day. We don't text every day. We'll get little random texts. He lives in the Chi, you know, right along the lake. I live more in the burbs, farther away. And, you know, it just seems like kind of a hassle to get together, you know. And like I said, we've been really good friends. He knows all my deep, dark secrets. You know, I know his. He's just one of those guys that, and the sad thing is he's 2 years older than I am, and he's never been married. He's gone to all his girlfriends' weddings. He's been in their weddings. He's had several children named after him. It's just weird. And I've met guys online that I am still friends with after 5 years. But what I don't get is that, now my beloved knows how I am. He knew how I was prior to getting married. He knew that most of my friends were men. I have, you know, I can count more men friends than I can female friends. He knew that, though. And he accepts that. Even when I had online friends and we would talk and they would text me, he's like, he would know who it was. You know, is that so-and-so? Tell him I said hi. He's talked to some of the guys that I've met online on the phone. You know, it's just, it's a different set of rules for every individual, I think. What works for me is not going to work for someone else. What I don't understand is, like, my husband, what I was saying is my husband understands how I am. I don't get jealous wives. I really don't. Unless there's some kind of insecurity or some kind of mistrust that's already been there. I just don't get it. I can't wrap my head around it.